Small banks have already handed out most of the credit to small businesses trying to get a lifeline through the federal government's Paycheck Protection Program. That's according to the business publication Barron's. Today, we hear from employees of one bank near Boston to understand how their jobs have changed as they rush to get emergency loans to businesses in need. Adrian Ma from member station WBUR reports.
Since the Paycheck Protection Program started in early April, Lindsay St. Pierre has been living and breathing PPP loans.
It's been a roller coaster, to be totally honest, because it really had a bit of a shaky start.
St. Pierre is a business banking officer at Brookline Bank, a small lender based in Massachusetts. And she's often the first person business owners in her area go to when they need cash. She answers their questions, helps them fill out paperwork.
It sounds simple, but when you have, you know, a couple hundred at a time coming in at the same day, it's not. I think I looked at one point in 30 days, I sent like 1,800 emails. It was crazy. It's just so much back and forth. I'm like, I think I'm getting arthritis in my fingers just from typing all day long.
Have you ever had to work this much before?
Not like this. It's strange because it's mentally draining, especially when we're really racing against the clock to make sure these people get their funding. It's, if I drop the ball on one, that's a whole business that could, potentially go under.
St. Pierre says it is a lot to carry, especially since on the day I spoke with her, she was also carrying something else. She was pregnant.
I'm due in 10 days, so.
Oof.
Yeah.
Even so, she says she has been working about 14 hours a day, and so have a lot of her colleagues.
It's gotten crazy. It's gotten really crazy.
Yes. Kevin Noyes is a vice president for Brookline Bank, which has processed more than 1,100 loans so far. Unlike a lot of his employees, Noyes is still going into the office. And despite the craziness, he still gives off a vibe that might be best described as relentlessly cheerful. Like, he often ends his sentences with an affirming, yep, yep.
I got up at 5:30. Yeah, and I was here by between 6:30 and 7. Yep, yep.
Now, every PPP loan request has to go to the U.S. Small Business Administration for approval. But the online system banks file those requests to has often been jammed. So the bank found a way to avoid the rush by filing applications in the middle of the night.
Start them around 11 o'clock. We had a team of people that were really happy to do it. And they would start at 11 and finish around 4, and we got ours through without any problem.
After the SBA approves a loan application, it goes back to the bank for closing. And this part of the process is where Nini Pamachan comes in. Normally, she works in marketing, but a few weeks ago, she and a few dozen of her colleagues were drafted into the PPP loan effort.
It kind of sprung up, you know, I kind of got like a few days notice, and then all of a sudden, we all just kind of dove in headfirst without really knowing what we were getting ourselves into.
Pamachan is assigned to the inputting team, which just means when a loan is approved, she takes all the info from the forms and spreadsheets and types it into the official loan documents. And while she does miss her old job, she says she knows this one is important to the bank's customers.
They need this money to keep them afloat. And if I can be part, you know, a cog in that wheel, then I'm proud to do that.
When she's done with an application, someone needs to send it to the customer. And that is where Lindsay St. Pierre comes back in.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Lindsay. How was your day?
It was busy. It's always busy.
It is 10 o'clock at night, and St. Pierre is still on her computer, finalizing the details on a virtual stack of approved loan applications.
I've done around 40. I have about 60 or so left.
It's worth mentioning these loans do come with strings attached, and they only cover a couple months' worth of expenses. Also, St. Pierre says one thing that stresses her out about this program is knowing a lot of small businesses that need the money won't get it. And in some cases, the stakes are personal.
A lot of these businesses are people that either I go get my car fixed at or restaurants that I go to. So a lot of them really do hit home.
Do you get to tell the customer that they've been approved?
Yes.
Is it like a celebratory moment? Is it like you're Oprah and you're like, you get a loan?
Definitely. Definitely for the first round because...
Since the second round of PPP funding became available in late April, St. Pierre has been able to give more business owners some good news. But in the back of her mind, she knows any day now, that money will run out. For Here and Now, I'm Adrian Ma.